Yivam is Perek Tes Vav Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah continues the discussion of where was there a Kabbalah from Kadmoinim. This was a big vikuach even b'mei Hatanoim. Where were they mekabel from Darius Kadmoinim that you could be mekel mishum yigunu akilu barabonon to accept edus that you wouldn't normally accept in a case of a big matter in Isha Lashuk? Beisil loymen loyshamanu ela bebom min akotzer. The case where a woman is nemenes to say meis baili is only when she comes from the harvesting season and she says meis baili. The Gemara explains, she says meis baili from being out in the field, menechishas nochosh, the cases. The case over there was, the Rav brings it, that holchu b'nei adam liktzachitim, and there was a nochosh in the field that bit one of them, and she came to Bezdin, and they verified independently, and they found out what she's saying. So chachomim were only matter b'chia gavna, where there's an exact story, uba'isa medina, the way that story took place. Why? Because over there the story is independently verifiable. So she's not going to lie. But in a regular case, who says that she has a chazok and isha daiko mitzvah? Who says she has an amonus? Omru lehem beishamino, achas habomen hakotzer, achas habomen hazesim, achas habomen habotzer. It doesn't make a difference if she's coming from the harvesting season, if she's coming from zesim, it doesn't have to be chitim. It doesn't have to be she's coming from the harvesting, maybe she's coming from the gathering season. It doesn't make a difference if it was in that Medina from someplace else where it's less verifiable. That was the case, Lamaisa, where the Sanhedrin stole davek this principle. But Lamaisa, Beishama insists that this was a klal across the board. Lamaisa, Chosu Beisillah, is Kabeishama. This is the halacha psuka in Gans Klal Yisrael. Even though over here Beisillah is being machmir, but Lamaisa, Chosu Beisillah, is Kabeishama. That's the halacha. Mishnah Gimel. There's another machlokes beishamay beisil, and this machlokes is not takanat so pashut. Beishamay oimim tinose v'titol ksuboso. At kama that you believe her, that her husband died, so then by definition she has to get the ksuba. If you believe it, you believe it. You believe it to be matter and eish shisha chamura. V'chayr, you could say in tzvara, if you believe her, so then you believe it l'gabi ksuba. V'chayr, having a ksuba being paid is not as big of a tragedy. One is a davar shebe'erva, and one is momen. Which one is easier to be moitzi? Santa zach. Davar shebe'erva l'maisa roiv is moitzi mo is davar shebe'erva. We patkin, however, by momen ein holchem momen acharoiv. That would be a shtikl raya that momen is more chomer than davar shebe'erva, even though the svara would say faket. So without debating the issue more, but l'maisa b'shamay says tinosu v'titul ksuba. We're going to see in the Hemshech and the Mishnah what the debate was about. We believe her legabe davar shebe'erva. We don't believe her legabe her ksuba. Amar lahem beis shammai. Hitartem erva chamura. Lo yitatiris momen akal. What's the tragedy already? Momen? Okay, fine. An extra 200 zuz. Erva chamura is mamash a tragedy. You're talking about mamzeus. You're talking about chayvi misa. Beisil don't answer back the question directly. They just say, but we, good. But we have a raya faket. Say back, Beisil, to Beishamai, that we have a din where we don't believe a woman, legabi moment, even though moment hakal. Where's the case where, for sure, everybody agreed across the board that we don't believe legabi moment? The person who allegedly died had a field, he had a business. We don't allow his brothers to assume possession of the field. Why not? You believe he's dead, right? So Hilchus let them move in. So l'chayru, if Beishamai's taina is a taina that in Svara you have to be matir, momen akal, more than ever chamur, what is Beisil showing back? Faket. Shtei to the momen yimekel, so l'chayru to be mekel l'gabi dov v'shev. L'chayru, what they mean to say is that in Achanami, in Gidre Nemonus, maybe we'd believe more legabe edus on Momen than on Dovah Shebe'erva, but there's a din. Bil Shaneinu, Mishum Iguno Akilu Barabonon. And what was necessary in a B'mokim Igun, only to be matter that you should get married? Where was it necessary to be matter the Ksuba? Look what the next line is. Amalam Beisham, Beishamai says, Beishamai doesn't answer, doesn't say back again the same Svari, he says something else. V'aloi Misevi Ksubosa Nomoid. This is what's called miloshin. If you take the loshin, the chachom shtel davek, It's called Medrash Ksuba. Medrash, like we have Medrash, which is Drush, learning up a Pasuk. The Medrash, we're going to darshan the wording of a Ksuba. The Gemara calls it Isle Medrash Ksuba. Peshami says, let's take a look at the Takon of the Mesoris that we have from Kadmoinim, how a Ksuba works. Shu Koisiv Lod is the Nusach HaMizchaibus. Shim Tinosi La'acher, when you get married to somebody else, Titli Mashakosav Lechi, you could take that which I write to you. He writes an amount, either Amon Masayim, or you could write more for a Ksuba. We'll learn Yitzhak HaMizchaibus Ksubas. Whatever the amount is, when you get married to somebody else, you'll be allowed to take that amount of money. Titli Mashakosav Lechi. That means that Beis Shammai is not saying over here, it's Gidrei Nemonis. Beis Shammai is saying at the end of the day, Lamaisa, the din of a Ksuba is not that you have to believe her legabe being Moitzi Momen. There's a din that the his chayvus of a Ksuba, a husband is mechuyev to take care of his wife. We'll learn more about this in Ksubas, but we'll just say, Bektzora, the din of Ksuba that he has to give her Monim Osayim is not Stam Chiyuv. The din of Ksuba, Monim Osayim, is that he has to take care of his wife. So he has to take care of her while he's alive. Sheik, Sus, Oino, all different is chayvusin that a husband has to his wife. Besides for that, he also has a din. He has to take care of Allah HaMaisa. What's that din? That din is, as soon as Bezna allows her to get married, then she has a din that she can walk out of being married to him with something in her hand. She's financially independent. So Mel, it doesn't make a difference whether we have a din meikora to believe Legabe Mom and the woman. Believe her or not, since you believe the Legabe the Igun, you believe her to be Mater Halashuk, she has to be able to step out of the marriage with something in her hand, and therefore we allow her to walk out with that amount. That's L'chor, that Bir Advar. And the argument's compelling. The first argument doesn't sound like it's compelling. The second argument, yeah. That's the Takon of Ksuba. V'chozu Beisil L'horis Kedivir Beishamai. Beisil agrees with Medrash Ksuba, and that's the way it is. Now, we still have the original din of Eino Achim Nechnos Mul Nachal Alpia. That stays. That we believed a woman that her husband's dead, legabe lahatiro, dove shubeva achomer, and we don't believe legabe moment. So we could say that the takona kachi, that takona was only on what's necessary, legabe moment, we don't believe her. It's interesting, Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, where he seems to, in Perek Chof Dalet, I think, where the Rambam seems to understand that that's a fundamental principle in Gidrei Nemonus, where there's a certain level of nemonis where the stomius bifoneinu is to believe her legabe dovish be'erva and not believe her legabe moment. We mentioned the previous Mishnah Aleph, that there's a din, if a woman has the chutzpah to say to her husband face to face, you divorced me, and she says in front of Bezdin, then we believe her. Why? There's an umdurei shemi'iza. The Rambam says that klal of the stomius is that a woman, mistomim, she says, her husband divorced her, it's true, is only legabe that she doesn't need to get. She can go get married. But she can't be mitzvah him in Ksuba. What do you mean you have a raya? The raya is not a raya. And to be mitzvah moment, you need a raya. There's a raya when a woman says something, she could be lying. But since the stomius is, there's no suffix. The stomius is that when a woman says her husband divorced her, you have to assume, you could safely assume, that her husband divorced, otherwise she wouldn't have said it. She could go get married. Could she be mitzi moment from him? She could only be mitzi from him if she has a raya. A raya gemura she doesn't have. And the same thing is true, Lamashal. If somebody brings, a woman brings a get, Mimdina Sayyob, we'll learn Mitzvah Hashem, Mimsechas Gitten, the stomius is until, unless the husband challenges the get and says that's mezuyev, normal, that means that the wife got the get, it was written legitimately. The stomius of a shtar is, even without kiyum, that it's a shtar kosher. Says the Rambam, that's only true when you talk about issues. When you talk about what happens if a malva shows up with a shtar and he wants to claim money from a loiva, over there you'll assume that it might be mezuyev and then he has to be mekayim. Even before it's challenged by the malva saying mezuyev, you can't assume that's kosher. Why? Because to be mitzimam you need a raya. Is there a raya that the shtar is not mezuyev? There's no raya. It's an assumption. An assumption, a fear and safe assumption will be enough for Dovish Rebbe, won't be enough for Mamet. So that would be an alternative way of explaining over here as well, is that the din that we're not your moirid achim lenachla is because to be moitzi Mamet, then you need a raya gemura. There's no raya gemura over here. The stomius is the woman's husband died, if she said it. So that's what would come out of Mishnas HaRambam, Binyan Zu.